The bill would put $279 million in new money into K-12 education over the next 2 years. Democrats thought they had a chance to up that to $600 million over 3 years, but they failed. In the end, the bill advanced with a comfortable 81-40 margin. But moderate Republicans who voted for the measure aren't sure that $279 million is sufficient to satisfy the Kansas Supreme Court. Democratic leader Jim Ward is sure it's not.
If this bill becomes law and is what's sent to the court, I would plan on being back in Topeka in July.
A Senate committee passed a school funding plan as well, but that puts even less new money into schools, $240 million over 2 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Sam Zeff.